Praise Yahweh and call upon his name and declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Let's pray. We have a short prayer from Nehemiah 6, 3 through 9, which will be the subject of our study today. O God, strengthen our hands to do great works. Amen. We're going to sing praise from 22, and we use just the A section for 22. It's a long psalm, and then we're going to save Psalms of Praise and Hallelujah. This is the last part, and it's Roman numeral 1 through.
Praise ye the Lord, do to him fear.
Mm-hmm.
teach you his ways so you can understand them better. We're going to also sing Psalm 101. 101 to the tune of Arlington.
I will endure no wicked thing before my A stubborn and a froward heart, depart quite from me, shall. A person given to wickedness, I will not know at all. I'll cut him off that slendereth his neighbor privily. The haughty heart I will not bear, nor him that looketh high. Upon the faithful of the land, mine eye shall be that day. May dwell with me, he shall not serve that walks in perfect way. Who of these thou worker is, in my house shall not dwell. And in my presence shall he not remain that lies doth tell. Yea, all the wicked of the land early destroy will I. All from God's city to cut off that work iniquity.
Well, we got through it. And the meaning of the psalm is more important than the blunder. Hopefully we take notice to that post-millennial psalm that we just sang. Be considerate. Well, let's grab our King James Bibles if you have them. I don't think a new King James is going to go the same way, so you might want to use one of ours for if you have a new King James. Just so we can speak the words together. Not that we're KJV only, so we can learn for sure. Numbers 9:1. Old Testament lesson. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying,
Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season.
In the 14th day of this month, at even, ye shall keep it at his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye keep it.
And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover.
And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, at the even in the wilderness of Sinai. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel.
And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day.
And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel?
And Moses said unto them,
Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
If any man of you of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at even, they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin.
And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
Amen. And we're going to go to Luke 20, for a New Testament here. Luke 20. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 20. 10, verse 20, where we're going to pick up 4. Luke 20, we're going to start in 20. And they watched him, and they sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither accepteth thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar, or no? But he perceived their craftiness, and he said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and they held their peace. Amen.
I'm feeling the throat tickle.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Join the dark side.
You'll get through it.
I think it's going to be mild, though, because I did the vitamin C.
Got to hammer it more.
Yeah.
Like, did you start to feel it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Could be all the powerful singing.
Yeah, it could be. I feel like I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and I'll, like, feel it a little bit more, but it's going to plateau at that point, and it won't get worse.
My first night, I woke up feverish. Like, I woke up sweating.
Well, Christian, none of us had fever.
Listen, what you're describing is not, like, seriously, nobody in the house felt.
Anyway, I
didn't. I was 2 days on Thursday.
I didn't get fever. The only thing I got was, like, nasal.
Were you wearing a mask when you were spray painting?
No.
Yeah, that would be what you're long for.
No, it just wasn't that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
You have a bad sign.
You were spray painting?
No, for sure. But, anyway. Oh, anyway, it was
the same.
No, I think
it's
the
most
pregnant in my lungs.
Ready to sing? I'll just be upfront to anybody who doesn't know this. A pregnant woman's way she gets sick is somewhat different.
I don't think it had
from what you guys are going to experience.
I just think it was my lungs are kind of crushed right
makes
now.
Makes sense.
So.
Yeah. That
makes sense. Yeah. Christian having a fever. Am I right about this? All the time that Christian gets
he
sick,
really
does he get, like, sweaty and hot all the time?
Like,
when you get sick, you get, like, sweaty and hot, like, it's pretty normal. I've heard you say that every time you got sick.
Yeah, two or three nights ago, I woke up, and I was like,
I'm glad the greater world knows all the time.
Okay, guys, I'm on this.
Yeah, certainly. Let's sing Psalm 22 so we can get away from the subject again. I was actually looking at this. So we just sing the Psalms in rotation. So as we end one, we go to another. And Psalm 22 is actually pretty excellent for Nehemiah 6 passages. Starting in 28, verse 28, right after the break.
Okay.
Psalm 119 book. 22 in the very back. Same psalm we were reading earlier.
Having a
You're almost there. And then at some point,
So right down on verse 28 after the break, we'll start singing.
Because the kingdom to the Lord, Yahweh doth appertain as His. Likewise among the nations, He is governor, the
cannot do. There is therefore now no condemnation
to them which are in Christ Jesus,
who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh,
God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin,
condemned sin in the flesh,
that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh,
but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
For to be carnally minded is death,
but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God.
Neither indeed can be.
So then, they that are in the flesh
cannot please God.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Get our Bibles with us. We'll go back to Psalm 25. Again, put your finger in or your pamphlet in the Ten Commandments. Using the Ten Commandments for a confession of sin, which all of us violate on a regular basis. It's good to both memorize the Ten Commandments as well as confess them to God as our sins. So we'll use Psalm 25 today. Psalm chapter 25. And so what we're going to do is we're going to read down to verse 8. Then we will say the Ten Commandments. And then we will read the remainder of the chapter. Psalm 25. And we should be saying this prayerfully, of course. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Read with me, please.
O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them that be ashamed which transgress without cause.
Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way.
Go to the Ten Commandments. Let God teach us in his way. Verse 3.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Back to Psalm 25. And hear what God will do. Verse 9.
The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he chooses. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show him his covenant. Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen.
Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for another Sabbath and a just another week. And thank you for physical strength, God, and mental strength, and all the senses that we have to be able to do the work that we need to do to accomplish, God. And I continue to ask that you to bless our work in the future and bless our mindset, God, when it comes to doing work. And help us just to become even more skilled for your namesake. And God, thank you for this new moon period that we're entering. I ask that you bless it. And thank you that you put it in our hearts to even consider sanctifying it, God. And we thank you for your holy calendar, your eternal calendar, your calendar that sits in the heavens. Thank you for the witness of it, God. And I ask that you would continue to open our eyes that we may behold the wonderful things out of your calendar, and that it would encourage our hearts and our minds to seek you even more, and cause us to love the calendar dates, God, and to just increase our joy in them even more, and our rest in them even more, and our convocation in them even more. Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat through the earth. I ask that you bless it. Thank you for washing us clean through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and raising us to a new life through his resurrection. I ask these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.